Next up on the teleconference is Nebraska's Amy Williams. The Cornhuskers are seeded third for the Big Ten tournament and will also have a double bye into the quarterfinals, where they will play Friday at approximately 9 p.m. Eastern time. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us. If you could, please give us some opening comments, and we'll open the call for questions.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I just am very excited. We're finally at Big Ten Tournament Week, and we're really excited about that. This team has just been an absolute joy to coach this year, and I'm excited to be able to carry that into what we consider kind of that third season and postseason play.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions from the media at this time.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star, then the number one. Our first question is from Christy Winter-Scott with the Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Amy. A hard-fought contest yesterday, but your team, over the course of this season, has been amazing. When you approached the season in October, November, did you see this coming for your group?
You know, if I'm being truthful, I would say, you know, we didn't really know exactly probably last October what to see going forward for this particular team. And there were a lot of changes and adjustments and things to our roster. And so I think, you know, it was kind of up in the air for everybody. But I do think that this team had really showed early, you know, right after our season was over last year, that they wanted to change some things around, and they showed a work ethic from the very get-go that we felt like we could really build on and would lead to more success for us this season.
And with the success that you've had this year, the plus 13 in the win column, how does that kind of confidence snowball into the postseason?
Yeah, I think now the expectations for our players are just different, and not just the expectations from the outside. I think that confidence that just we've seen build up with our team and you know, the fact that we know we can be successful if we contribute. We have everybody on our team contributing. I think that confidence that has given us a higher expectation for our own self heading into the tournament. And I think that's the best thing we can hope for right now from our team, is just that we're heading into that tournament with the expectations that we're going there to win.
Thanks, Coach.
Again, to ask a question, please press star and the number one. Again, star and the number one. Your next question is from Brent Wagner with the Lincoln Journal Star.
Hi, Amy. Do you think Taylor Kissinger will be able to play this week?
Hey, Brent, that's a good question. We still just don't know for sure what's going to happen there. So we're just awaiting word, and we'll see how this week plays out. But we're certainly hopeful that we'll be able to have her back.
What are the biggest things that Kate and Taylor have brought to the program this year?
Well, I think the one thing they both possess is just a high basketball IQ, and they really pick things up very quickly. They just have been able to mesh into our team and our system very seamlessly. You teach them, you know, tell them something one time, they're very coachable. They adjust quickly. I think that high IQ is something they both possess that has allowed them to really make huge impacts. And then they're both, you know, capable scorers that bring something to the table and can be capable of contributing for us offensively.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, please press star and the number one. Again, star and the number one. Our next question is from Sam McCune with the Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Amy.
Hi, Sam.
So there's like five or six Big Ten teams pretty much on the bubble, and you're all in a big cluster. Ohio State and Maryland are kind of at the top, and then starting with you guys all the way down, I think, to the 7 or 8 seed. There's a big cluster of teams. And I'm sure, as a Big Ten member, you'd like to see all of them get in. But in theory, they probably won't. So just generally speaking, not speaking for your team or against any other team, What do you think should be the determining factors when you have a team, when you have a cluster of five or six teams all jumbled together? What do you think is most important in determining which teams belong in the tournament and which ones don't?
Oh, good question, Sam. I just really believe, I mean, you hear this said a lot, and I'm kind of a firm believer that, you know, that we want to have the very best 64 teams in that tournament that are playing their best basketball when it matters. And so I think that, you know, one of the biggest factors that I have placed value on is just who's been playing their best basketball lately, what type of success have the teams been having heading into the tournament.
So do you feel like there's an emphasis on non-conference play that, generally speaking, coaches don't really understand, and that there's a frustration there because coaches tend to prioritize the conference play, but yet the tournament committee, both on the men's and women's side, tend to look at something that happened in late November or early December as equally important?
Well, and I do think that, you know, we all know and understand that the non-conference scheduling is an very important piece to what we're doing, and probably we would not be sitting as the third-ranked RPI conference right now if we had not taken care of business and done a good job with that non-conference scheduling. We do understand absolutely that that's an important piece, but I think most coaches would really place the emphasis on and knowing how competitive a conference like the Big Ten Conference is, to be able to have success down the stretch in conference play, that's probably a more heavily weighed factor in our minds.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We'll see you in Indianapolis.
See you there. Thanks so much.